Wouldn't you love to get paid for doing what you love to do? If you're ready to move on to what's next, join us for Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson. Our uplifting live talk show on Saturday mornings from 10 to noon will have you circling back, not running in circles, to pull your experience forward in new ways. Advance your career, plus help others with theirs. Join us Saturdays, 10 to noon, right here on 104.1 The Truth, for pragmatic advice and unconventional wisdom. Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson, where your path is created by walking on it. Thanks again for taking out time in your busy morning to listen with us here on Circles of Change. A great pleasure. I'm calling a colleague that's based in Pennsylvania, Andrew Muntz. Good morning, Andrew. How are you today?
Good morning. How are you?
I couldn't be better. Thank you very much. Let me introduce Andrew. He has over 20 years of experience facilitating strategy, organization, and leadership development. And for the last decade, he's led his own consulting practice, working with senior executives and their teams, focused then on strategic organizational change, and of course, the real challenge of execution effectiveness. Andrew's previous career steps included working with Mercer Delta Consulting, Shared Medical Systems, and Amherst Associates in a variety of internal and external consulting, service and sales management roles. He holds an MA with honors in applied psychology from the University of Santa Monica and also a bachelor's in honors in economics from Brown University, and he and his wife Laura reside in Chester County, Pennsylvania. They're also the leaders in the nonprofit organization Family Lives on Lives on Foundation, which supports maternally and paternally bereaved children in continuing simple pleasures or traditions they shared with their mother or their father. So quite a portfolio of activities you've got underway these days, Andrew.
I enjoy it all.
Good for you. That's the point. Andrew, you said you'd like to talk about self-employment, a learning path. So we might want to first anchor that term self-employment.
Yeah. So and this is goes back quite a ways, but I started my career just kind of marched into a company, mm-hmm. and I always had this aspiration to be self-employed. And I assumed that the self-employed meant that I was, you know, working for myself and out on my own somehow, running a business or something. But I became clear that self-employment, there was another opportunity, and it wasn't, you know, whether I received a W-2 or a 1099, but there was a notion of self-employment, which was that I was actually working for myself, but not just, you know, myself independently, but more importantly, myself as in my higher self, like my purpose, my highest aspiration of what I can be and going after that.
It's interesting you've made that clear distinction, and thank you for that, because I think many of us who do step out to become self-employed or solopreneurs, whatever the term is, you do in some point get to that point that you say, my goodness, this is something much bigger than it ever dawned on me at the onset.
Absolutely.
That it's more than saying I can call the shots on my daytime schedule. You think you might not have a boss, but actually you do. But it's a different type of dynamic. But it's this idea of the calling, whereas sometimes when you're in organizations, maybe being highly successful, by the way, highly valuing contributing, you still had this feeling that you couldn't do 100% you. You still had another 20 to 60 that was somewhere else.
Absolutely. And my process was, I was working in a company, sales, national sales manager, and it was good work, but it was a little empty, actually. Mm-hmm. And I started doing things like writing, my Christmas letter. You know, I talked about all these things I wanted to do and create in the world, and I looked, as I read the letter, it was like very little of that was actually a part of my life. So I began to kind of search, thinking, what is it that I am to become? And actually ended up quitting my job, cold, said I'm going on a leave of absence, shut my house down, rented out, traveled around the world, and just kind of kept asking that question, because I really didn't know what the answer was. But over that period of time, it's like, this is what I want to become.
And just even the mere fact it isn't, you didn't ask yourself the question, what do I want to do, but what I want to become.
Yes, yeah, I really, in a lot of ways, is kind of gifted with the clarity of it. I was literally like clearing a trail at a family property we have, and I just kind of got knocked back on my seat, and just I could see, oh my gosh, this is you know, this is what I've been doing, and it all added up kind of magically, but here's, you know, where I want to be. But it was completely different. I was in, you know, IT sales, and I saw myself as this, you know, leadership consultant working with heads of companies, and I'm like, you know, where did that come from? I mean, I'd seen people like that, and I knew one or two, but it was a complete disconnect in terms of what I had been doing professionally before then, but more it was the quality of impact that I could see myself having, because my work in a lot of ways, you know, I kind of took part of the solution to my clients but didn't really help them on a deep level. So I was like, oh, this is a way that I can actually be of much greater service to the people I work with.
So you said to yourself, now where did this come from? Have you figured that out yet, or is that not necessary in the journey?
No, I'm very clear, actually, in terms of where it comes from. I was actually listening to your prior guest, and this idea of, you know, being born with a purpose. It's like I am a person of service, and I am very aware that there's a part of me which, you know, I don't have direct contact with necessarily, but is guiding me in some way. Mm-hmm. So, you know, call it spirit, call it God, call it my higher self, whatever that is. It's that. Connection, which said, Andrew, there's more for you in your life, and you need to find a way to go pursue it. And the message was, you know, delivered to me indirectly for a period of time, kind of trying to wake me up. And then there was finally a point where it was like, now's the time. So I made choices to go after it.
Well, and that going after it, though, this was was a very formal project of reinventing yourself then.
Yeah. I mean, I had been in the business world, and I was, you know, going to be heading back to the business world, and I took it on just like a major project. I, you know, laid out a timeline. I brainstormed all the activities I needed to get involved in, the people I needed to contact, and there was a lot of it which was kind of externally directed, because, like, well, how do I become a leadership, an organizational consultant? I don't even know what that is. You know, I'm not necessarily confident at it at this point. So there was all that external stuff, but at the same time, I was, you know, kind of questioning, how in the world can I, why do I get to do this? So I had all kinds of issues come up, and I was fortunate. I was actually in this applied psychology program, and I used I was doing that for personal growth reasons, and I really used that time to kind of re-engineer myself on the inside to get my belief systems lined up and my worldview lined up, that this is something that I could do. And through that process, ended up getting a great kind of first job to get started, and then just kind of kept moving through a progression of different. I actually went back to work inside a company with this notion of
different
being
headset.
Self-employed, which was very enlightening, because I had been, you know, working in companies before without the notion of self-employment, and I related to the organization very differently.
Well, you know, though, I loved your comment here and some notes you gave me in advance, that this one statement that many people adopt their companies as their corporate parents with all the strange family dynamics that go with it.
Oh, yeah.
And I think you just made mention of that, of how often in families, just you as now working independently both within a company, that you now can see things in a totally different way.
Oh,
and
absolutely.
what your role is. Are you complicit in the dynamics there?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And I started working again inside a company, I just changed a single word. Instead of working for the company or for, you know, my manager or my boss, is the way I had kind of related to them previously, I just changed it to with.
Yes,
and
yes.
Instantly, the entire organization was just a complete shift in the way I saw everything going on in the organization, that it was, you know, the organization just flattened itself. The hierarchy was irrelevant. Now, I still had a lot of habits from having been in the corporate world before that I had to kind of unlearn and recast, but it was an incredible awakening experience, and my creativity went way up, my learning edge went way up. I was, you know, at the same time, you know, kind of taking on a new career, and I had to figure out how to navigate in that world where I had a bunch of other people that I was with who didn't necessarily see the world that way.
Exactly. But it also probably reinforced the fact that you were in a transitionary state.
Yes.
That you were about to really, you were building the muscles, packing those last bags, getting rid of some bags, whatever, so that when you walked out the door, literally and figuratively, you were already out there.
Yeah, and for me, that was a very graceful process. It was 7 years I stayed at, working inside an organization, and then I was like, I think it is actually time. It just no longer felt like it fit anymore. I had matured up. I had developed, my competencies, but I also was there inside of myself and said, it's time for me to be out on my own.
Now, I want our listeners to pick up on that. What Andrew's talking about here in establishing his own business, he took 7 years to make that final segue, and that you reshaped your own mindset of who you are becoming within the context of your current company before you moved to Andrew Muntz Associates.
Oh, yeah. And so the point that I made the transition, it felt like just a complete natural continuation of what I had been doing. And there was, starting a new business, there are concerns and worries and all that type of stuff because things are much more present. But it felt very much within me already. I mean, I had been operating that way for a good period of time, so it felt very natural and very exciting and incredibly rewarding on every level.
Well, I think the other interesting part, as the story is told, you had told me that actually no sooner did you leave the company than it wasn't too long after they were acquired, and
yes,
a lot of people lost their jobs anyways.
Oh, yeah, and it was this whole idea that somehow if I'm working inside of a company that I'm secure and there's no risk, and if I go out on my own, and that security is a myth. It's really a question of how we're standing up in whatever employment situation is, how it is we stand up in that and kind of take care of business that ends up over time saying whether we have a sense of internal security and success. But it's not. The companies are, I work with a lot of companies who are regularly downsizing and upsizing and, executive teams getting laid off and rehired, and it's not, there is no security. So I encourage, frankly, anybody who's in any organization, and that's part of my consulting practice, to take on this attitude of self-employment.
Yeah.
I mean, that you are in charge of yourself. And it really kind of raisins and quickens the way people behave.
Well, I think the other side, and we often say on this show, is that chance favors the prepared mind, so make sure that you're prepared, right?
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
the other piece of it. Well, so that's been several years, then you finally did segue out and now work with clients in a variety of venues. How has your understanding of this self-employment concept changed or grown then over the years, Andrew?
Yeah, so at first it was very much, while I was very aware that it was inside, I was kind of working this from the inside out,
mm-hmm.
but it was directed in terms of my job and my work. And over time, I've realized it's really more directed at my life.
Yeah.
So I have decompartmentalized the way I see myself. I used to, all the language around work-life balance mm-hmm. and those types of things. And I'm the same person when I'm at work, doing my work, when I'm at home with my kids, I'm in my community. And so claiming over time that my whole life is about self-employment and that I'm making choices, in terms of how I spend my time, whether I get to my kids' sports games or not, or whether I, choose to do the meeting, those are all choices, and this is all my self-employment. And I was doing some of that, but I wasn't thinking of it. I was thinking of it as being somehow separate, and I've really come to the realization that self-employment really permeates my whole life, and it makes me, I think it makes me much better overall. I mean, high level of community service. I have tremendous, my family is just absolutely precious to me, and I have a very successful business.
Mm-hmm. And I like that operative and. And I suspect over these years it hasn't necessarily been a straight line progression. You've perhaps fallen off the wagon a couple places and got back on again. Would that be true to say?
Oh, yeah. My self-employment journey has been one of really continual learning, and I have gone to sleep. I think after the first 4 or 5 years of my independent consulting practice, I became more driven by the success of the business as opposed to that vitality and success within myself. And so, getting more clients and more revenue kind of became my new boss, if you will. Mm-hmm. And I ended up kind of, there was actually a point where my wife said to me something like, "Do you consider yourself a learning person?" And I said, "Oh, yeah, of course." And that was my mind talking, because that's the orientation with it, which I had started. But I realized I was just coasting. I was, you know, I was successful and it was comfortable, but I was not necessarily living and growing with the attitude that I had started. So I kind of restarted myself, if you will.
Boy, this sounds all too familiar, I have to tell you honestly. In my own life and vantage point, too, of making that leap like you did now 8 years ago, that I hit a lull spot, and it wasn't on the IRS annual filings, it wouldn't appear to be a lull spot, but
right.
Most certainly in my own soul it was.
Yes.
And so needing the wake-up call to step back, regroup, and get re-anchored in, wait a minute, what was the desired outcome here?
Yes,
and
exactly.
And that is what are you becoming mantra from you. I just really, really resonate with that. Thank you, Andrew.
Yeah, it's exciting because, you know, we are each in a continual startup.
Yeah.
From a self, like, you know, in an employment mindset, I am in a startup, but I forgot that. And so it's like, oh, what is my startup activity right now? I've actually been really blessed to, been working now with Mark Samuel, as you know, who's just been a complete inspiration to me in terms of, oh gosh, there's just a whole areas of my work where I can tune it up and sharpen it up and really bring a lot more potency. But I've also been in contact with some people who have been in my line of work for, you know, decades and decades longer than I have. A gentleman, Rod Napier, 70-something years old,
mm-hmm.
and the man is, it's like he is continuing to shape and sharpen his craft. It's like, wow, I've got, you know, 25 more years potentially, or 30 or 40 more years.
Exactly, that's right.
It's like, so what's the business that I want to create from this point going forward, and you know, what is my vision of what I want to become in that process is incredibly exciting. And it, you know, it gets me jumping out of bed in the morning, as opposed to, oh God, you know, here we go.
So tell me, you know, just what we're doing, by the way, is that it's a whole nother cycle of transition that you're living in, which,
yeah.
by the way, I feel that I am as well. So are you back to that place? Probably your wife doesn't want you to pull the plug, rent the house, and go travel the world again. But
we've talked about it. Yeah, the kids, we still have to get the kids in through college and stuff.
But I think this process, once you've lived through one reinvention transition, or one startup, shall we say, that going through another one, you can pull upon some of the same methodologies, but also open to different ones.
Yes, yeah. And for me, I mean, when I first created my business, actually over here on the wall, I've got, you know, here's my charter, April 18th, 2002. I mean, I laid out my plan in terms of what my business was going to be, and I thought, well, should I redo that? In fact, what I did is I went and reread it.
Yeah, that's right.
And it's like, oh my gosh, I like the there are aspects of that which I can just jump right on and raise to a whole another level. So there's some tools in place I have that way, but the form are how I take care of, wake myself up each day. And I mean, literally wake myself up each day. You know, so it's like getting exercise and stuff like that, and setting positive intention first thing in the morning. I've been working it now for the last 6 or 7 months, which was something that I used to do very religiously. Now it's just, oh my gosh, it completely changes the way I approach my day, and my energy is sustained, and I'm much more creative, and, you know, there is purpose to every day, as opposed to kind of, well, I have a general life purpose. It's not like today is the day. Carpe diem.
Yeah, exactly right. We're speaking with Andrew Muntz, by the way, his organization, Andrew Muntz Associates. He's an independent consultant. However, I know you actually view yourself now as an interdependent consultant.
Yeah.
Define that, if you would, please.
Yeah, so this is, there really is, when I first went out on my own, and independence has always been something that I, you know, have been a very independent person, I ran my practice, you know, like I was the only consultant in the world. And I was good. You know, I was very good with my clients. And I relished the independence part of it because in a lot of ways I was competing against, large, much larger firms. And so I sold my independence.
Mm-hmm, as a vantage point, sure.
But it became kind of an isolationist practice. So now it's really about how is it that I can partner and bring in the absolute best thinkers, best talents in whatever it is I'm doing, and opening up my learning cycle. So my relationship with you, with Mark, with Rod, and it's how is it that we can do something greater together? We can be in the same company, but we don't need to be in the same company. So, and I've always worked with consultants at my client site, but realizing that, that's actually an important muscle for me to develop. How is it that I can reach out more broadly, use this incredible network that I have, but actually exercise it in bringing all that talent to bear for good? That's a great thing.
Well, and you're absolutely right. Again, the group of us that are collaborating here with Mark's help. So in some regards, do you feel like you're starting all over again, Andrew, or launching from a point of?
I think both. I mean, I can look around and say I definitely have, I've had a level of achievement where, there are certain things which are just kind of taken care of, so I don't have to worry about things that I potentially worried about when I was starting for the first time. But inside me, it's I feel a little bit giddy. I do feel like it's brand new. And I don't want to take everything that I've learned up until now for granted.
Right.
So I want to, use that. But at the same time, when you're learning something new, it feels like, it's brand new.
Yeah,
so,
exactly. So, that's
so,
right.
I actually did some work this week where I was trying some new things out, and it was like, oh, God, it was just so exciting. And my client, who I've been working with for 10 years, came up to me at the end of it and said, you were just like, you were the best I've ever seen you.
So the getting that affirmation from others around you. Well, I was going to ask you how this sense of self-employment shows up then with your clients, and that is you're really coming in a different way.
Yeah, I a couple things. One is that I can be very mobile. I don't really see myself as an external consultant or an internal consultant or a coach or a facilitator. It's like I'm whatever I need to be to the situation, so there's a lot of freedom. I don't have any rules, or there's no position in self-employment because, we're all working in a sense for our highest aspiration. I think the other piece is I feel a tremendous amount of freedom in telling the truth and holding myself and my clients to their integrity, which is, and people often say, well, that you can do that because you're an external consultant and you're kind of immune to our internal politics.
No, that's not true at all. Particularly if you're dedicated to your client, that you really become one of them. And in fact, that's the hardest part. Sometimes we get trapped in consulting arrangements where it's come in and assess, write the report, get out.
Yeah.
And you and I aren't that type of consultants at all.
No. It's a long-term relationship. So, and obviously the relationship needs to be economically beneficial for everybody, but you can't have that be the driver. You have to, walk to a higher, respond to a higher sense of purpose.
That's right. I think, what we're talking about too, Andrew, is that oftentimes consultants and coaches like you and I step in and we're helping our clients change the change.
Yeah.
And really that's what we've talked about here about you personally, and then in this restart up mode again is changing the change of who you are and who you're becoming.
Yeah, I like that. I like that.
Wonderful. Well, great. Well, Andrew Muntz, thank you so very much. For our listeners interested in learning more about Andrew, you can send him an email to andrewmuntz@gmail.com. Thanks so much. We're going to catch up with you after the holiday face-to-face and continue our learning together. Thank you so much, Andrew.
Thank you, Zara.
My
Bye-bye.
Pleasure.
Change is chaotic. That is, unless you embrace it, going places you hadn't dreamed were possible. The Larson Group, Architects of Change, is a leadership consulting, executive coaching, and career transition firm. We help individuals make the most of their current employment situation or to step forward confidently into a career transition. Contact us at thelarsongroup.com or toll free 1-877-544-2580. The Larson Group, Architects of Change, 877-544-2580.